Hello, Sally. What are you reading?
Oh, a book.
Hasn't it got a name?
Oh, it's nothing important.
What are you bothering about reading it for, then?
Well, I've got to have something to do.
You should only read to improve your mind.
Who says so?
I do.
And who are you?
Me.
Well, that's nobody. I read for my amusement.
Well, what are you amused about, then? What's the book?
The Life of William Shakespeare.
What's it all about?
I don't know.
Well, what are you reading it for, then?
To find out.
Have you found out yet?
No.
Why?
Well, I haven't finished it yet.
Think you'll find out what it's all about then?
No.
Why read it?
For amusement.
What's amusing about it?
Trying to find out what it's all about.
Oh, have you got a nice brick handy that I can hit you with?
Oh, well, I won't read anymore since you're here.
Hooray! Nature's little gift gets a break.
But you have to be as amusing as the book.
Oh, that won't be hard.
Well, what are you going to do to be amusing?
Oh, what do you want me to do? Stand on my head?
Oh, can you, Cecil? I used to.
Well, I'll tell you what we can do.
What?
See who can tell the biggest story.
You mean something that isn't true?
Yeah, make up a whopper.
No, I won't do that.
Why not?
Well, it isn't nice to tell lies.
I think I'll go look for that brick.
Well, if you don't start being amusing, I'll go back to my book again.
Go ahead. That won't break my heart.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you read about that dog in the paper this morning?
What dog in what paper?
Oh, it was so sad. All about a broken heart.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
That's just what I'm doing.
What was it? Did a man bite a dog?
Oh, no. There was a man, and he had a dog. It was the only dog he had, and he was very fond of it. The man and the dog went every place together.
Even to bed?
Oh, I don't know. Anyhow, he ate some poison and died.
Who? The man or the dog?
The dog, of course. He died. Dead.
You mean he wasn't alive? Tut, 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 tut.
The poor dog died. No. Oh, no. That's wrong. Oh, Cecil, I've got it all mixed up.
What was it? A cat he had instead of a dog?
No, it was a dog. But it wasn't the dog that died. It was the man. Wasn't that stupid of me to have the dog die?
Well, it's not exactly joyful to have the man die either.
Well, I remember. It was the man that died. It was all in the paper. Oh, so sad. Oh, goodness.
Well, what's that got to do with Shakespeare?
Nothing. But it has something to do with a broken heart, and I was just getting to that part.
Proceed, General, at the first cannon shot.
Oh, Cecil. Well, they buried the man, and the dog followed the funeral, and they couldn't make him come home after it was all over.
Oh.
No, they couldn't. So the next day, when they went out to the graveyard, what do you think they found standing over the grave?
Sitting Bull.
Oh, silly.
Don't call me silly.
No, they found the dog. He'd stayed there all night long.
Oh.
So they took the dog home and tied him with a rope. And would you believe it? The dog gnawed the rope in two and went back to his master's grave.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they came and got the dog again and tried to feed it, but it wouldn't eat.
Oh!
Honest. And then the people who had the dog moved away, 100 miles away. One day the dog was gone. And where do you think it went?
Where?
Back to its master's grave, over 100 miles. It walked all the way.
Oh! Ooh!
And they took it away again and gave the dog to some people who were going away on a ship. And just as the ship got out from shore, the dog jumped overboard and swam to shore and traveled over 200 miles to the little graveyard where his master was buried.
Oh.
Well, it's the truth. Don't you believe it?
Oh.
Well, it was in the paper.
Oh,
go ahead. Laugh and show your stupidity.
And then, little kiddies, the dog went up in an airplane, and then when he got loose, he flew back to the graveyard and kept watch.
Oh, that's right. Make fun. There's nothing unreasonable about that.
Well, you win. That's the best story. You did pretty good.
I didn't make that up now.
No, you just dreamt it.
I tell you, it was in this morning's paper.
Where's the paper? You got to show me.
Well, Mr. Cecil, I'll just get it and prove it.
Go ahead, get it. So, little kitties, the great big dog...
Well, I'll prove that it was true now.
Where'd you read it?
I read it in the paper.
Where's the paper?
Well, I just remembered I threw it away.
Oh, I knew it.
Well, I did. I threw it in the furnace.
Oh,
I was burning up some old papers and I started the fire with it. You make me tired.
And you make up good stories.
I tell you, I didn't make it up. Why should I want to make it up?
I don't know. Why did you?
But I tell you, I didn't.
Well, why ask me then?
You make me so mad. You won't believe anything anyone tells you.
First the dog died, and then it was the man. You didn't get off to a very good start.
Can I help it if I make a little mistake to begin with? It's all rather mixed up.
I should say it is. Now tell us another good bedtime story.
I'm going to get another paper and prove it to you.
When?
Tomorrow.
Huh, that's just a stall.
This is all so silly. Why should I make up a story like that?
You asked me that once before.
I'm sorry I ever started this.
Oh, you mean you're sorry you got caught.
There wouldn't be any sense to me saying anything that wasn't true.
I know it. Why did you do it?
But I didn't.
You did. You told me all about the dog.
Can't you understand anything?
Anything, but about how a dog can walk 1,000 miles to his master's grave.
It wasn't 1,000. It was only 100 or so.
Now you're changing your story.
I can't remember details. Oh, Cecil, let it go. It isn't important.
Uh-huh. Getting twisted, aren't you?
I started to tell you something nice I had read. I thought that it was beautiful. Such a picture of faithfulness and devotion.
And imagination.
Yes, and not imagination.
What do you mean?
Oh, you're the most impossible person on earth when you want to be. That's one thing that I mean.
Now tell me a story about the little bunny rabbit.
Oh, Cecil, please. There's no sense to this. Doesn't it seem reasonable to you that a dog could love his master so much that he wouldn't want to be parted, doesn't it?
Sure. It's a good story. So the dog ran 2,000 miles all the way just to keep guard, and then he swam over to England.
Mr. Cecil, I don't care to hear any more about it. We'll let it drop.
Yeah, you better. You just get in deeper and deeper and
deeper. And as for the swimming, please remember that dogs have been heard of to swim...
Over the ocean?
In the ocean.
And you expect me to swallow that?
Oh, I wish you'd swallow the whole ocean, every drop of it, and choke on it.
Oh, that's all right, Sally. I won't tell anyone what an awful fish story you tried to gag me with. I won't. I said I won't let anyone... Hey, I'm talking to you. Turn around here. Oh, are you mad?
Oh, you're not worth being my being bothered about. Please don't annoy me. Can't you see I'm reading? I shouldn't have stopped in the first place. I've just been wasting my time on this.